Hey guys, hello, hello. I just want to welcome you here to our time of prayer. It is 12 o'clock here in Orange County, California. And I want to encourage you as you're jumping on, I think we've got people coming. I'm a minute or two early. I like to be prompt. I'm excited about what God has to say today. So as you guys are getting on, I just want to welcome you to this time. I don't know if you know it, but hey, hello, Helen. Good to see you. Who else is jumping on? Let me just recognize people. Hi, Kathleen. Good to see you. And it's good to be together, even though we're just jumping on together, 12 o'clock here. Hi, guys. Hi, Gigi. You're here. Lisa's here. Hi, Rosio. Hey, give me some love. I love seeing those smiles and those hearts. Hello, Sharon. You're here. And hi, Leanne. Oh, so supportive. Always just all of you guys, such women of influence. I just feel so excited. We're all together here at the prayer wall together. Hey, do me a favor. Love in the hearts, love in the smiley faces. We are together. Would you do me a favor? Would you go down in that little arrow in the corner? Would you just share this right now? Whoever is on, they may even not know we're here getting ready to pray together. We're going to be together for a few minutes. So let's stay focused together. Let's ask God to come together right now. So go ahead and invite your friends. I'm going to go over here right now because I'm seeing a ton of people popping on. But invite people to come because I'm going to share some things with you today from the Word of God and our prayer time. To just solidify us together as women of influence. Even though we are in isolation, we are not in separation because we're all here together. So you guys, if you would just share this right now with people, and I'm going to ask you to stay on. I know a lot of you are coming and going, and maybe you're feeding the kids right now. Maybe you have them watching TV, or I talked the other day about maybe you actually are in your closet. The Bible tells us in Matthew that we draw aside to our closet. And right now, literally, I think we're hiding out in our closets for a few minutes of sanity. But you have drawn aside for these few moments together. So would you invite some friends? And then even after we have this time together, we post this. So maybe you want to share it with a friend on Facebook. Thanks again for all the love and all the hearts that are coming. Hey, Sue, you've gotten on. And Sherry, hi. Ayers, you're here. Okay, guys, let's just take a few moments. Moments or several of you on now, and as we get ready to pray together, we have a lot to pray about today. First of all, it is the first day of spring. I got out my spring jacket. I don't know what you guys are wearing, but I got up and I said, it is spring. First day, March 19th, officially the first day of spring. So let's start thinking that way. Let's start thinking spring is in the air. We're believing for new things. We're believing that God is doing a fresh new work and that we're springing forward in the goodness of God. It's so exciting. So let me just share with you right now what I believe God is kind of showing me. Hey, Karen, you're on with us as well right now. But this morning, as I began to read the Bible, and if you guys are like me, I get up in the morning and I'm kind of torn between grabbing my phone to tell me what the latest news is or grabbing my Bible to get into what God's solid word says, and usually I'm doing both. But this morning, God took me to Matthew 25, and it's not a verse that maybe you read often, but it's the parable of the 10 virgins. And I want to share this with you before we go into prayer because I think it's a good word. I think it's something that we can all reflect upon on. So if you have your Bible, take a moment, or if you have your app, go to Matthew 25. And here's what God showed me in the word this morning very, very clearly. He said, you can be proactive or you can be reactive. You can be proactive or you can be reactive. And right now, most of us are reactive. We're reactive with, oh my gosh, do I have toilet paper? Do I have for meat? Do I have enough pizzas to make Phil through the next 2 weeks? And we're reacting. We're reacting in our homes to, oh my gosh, the attitude of our hearts, our minds, our words, and we're reacting to one another. But God just said to me, Tammy, be proactive during this time. Don't be reactive. And you'll see in this parable in Matthew 25, it's a story of 10 virgins. And it's a parable that God's giving. And a parable means an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And God's saying, I want to teach you something, not just on the practical side, but on the spiritual side. Yeah, come on, good, right? They're giving me some hearts right now, and this is good. And God wants to teach us. So here's what he's saying. These 10 virgins go out, and they come together, and they know that the master is getting ready to come back. It says the kingdom of God in heaven will be like 10 virgins who have their lamps, and five of them have oil for their lamps and five of them don't. And they come together and they realize the master is getting ready to come and they want oil for their lamps. So the five that aren't prepared say to the five who are, hey, give me some oil for my lamp. And the five who have prepared said, no, we have enough oil for our lamp. Go out quickly and get oil for your lamp. So they run out to get oil for their lamp. And when they do, the bridegroom comes and the door is closed. And then they come knocking on the door and they ask the bridegroom, open the door, open the door. And he said, the door has been shut. You should have been prepared. And let me tell you right now, we have time to prepare. Spiritually, we have time to prepare to tell people that don't know Christ, get your oil, get your lamp full. Know Jesus as your Savior. And on the practical side for us, we have time to get toilet paper and pizzas. So he's telling us to be proactive, not reactive. You can't react after it's too late. So guys, let me just tell you right now, everything you need to get your house in order, both physically and spiritually, it's time to get your house in order now. And I believe this is just a preview. Let me tell you what I think my heart's speaking to me. I don't believe we're in the end. We're closer to the end today than we were yesterday. But the point is, this is an alarm that's sounding, that's saying to the church, get ready, get your oil, get your lamps full, be ready. We will get through this. Thank God the president told us this morning that they're testing right now some things for this virus. They think that they possibly might have a vaccine and they're testing it. And I believe we're going to get a vaccine. We're hunkered down in our homes right now. But this is a preview of what's to come, ladies. There, we'll get through this one, but there'll be another one come. This is a testing ground for us. This is a time for us to say, be prepared, both physically in our homes and ready, but also get your hearts right. Get your lamps full. Have your oil ready. It's just the truth. Tell your families about Christ. A lot of us are thinking, this is going to pass. It's no big thing. It is a thing. It is our new normal. It's what the world's going to look like next. So let me tell you what, this passage, as you begin to read these parables, Jesus said these parables for a reason. He taught us these parables so we will know what the end of times will look like. We know what the last days will look like. So get your Bible. Read your Bible. I read through the book of Acts again this morning, and it was just like it came alive to me. So make the Word of God your daily manna. Make sure you're reading the Word of God, and then make sure you're praying. Yesterday, I did my prayer walk, and I just went live so I can show you how to do prayer walks. And what I said to you yesterday, guys, I want to teach you. I want to be your pastor. I want to be your mentor. I want to be your life coach. But you have to learn to feed yourself. I can give you manna, but you need to learn to go to the meat. And the meat comes firsthand. The meat comes when you get in the Word and when you pray to God and you begin to let Holy Spirit teach you how to have a personal relationship with Him. Amen. So what I want to do right now is I want to go to the wall. We're going to pray right now. If you have prayer requests, guys, send those prayer requests to me. Christine, you're on. Lisa, Sandy, I see a lot of you, Kim, a lot of you are on. Gigi, again, I see you. So guys, if you have requests, let's begin to pray right now as I'm at this prayer wall, which I believe is just a beautiful reflection of all of these prayers gathered together. I don't know if you saw my post. I posted a picture at the Wailing Wall in Israel, where over 100,000 people gathered. I believe there's something about bringing our prayers together. That's why I'm coming up to the church and praying at this location every day at noon. So we are gathering together. This is the prayers of the saints. We're asking God to do a mighty work, a fresh work. Let me tell you what, in a weird kind of way, I'm excited about our future. I believe that this didn't happen by chance. We are in 2020. We are in new beginnings. It is a new year, a new decade, a new movement. We will not go back to where we were, but we will move into where we're going. So God, right now in Jesus' name, we come gathered as your women of influence. Father, we take our heart, we take our minds, we take our prayers, we take our request. We specifically stand together as women. Right now, we ask right now for protection over our president. We pray for this vaccine that they believe they might have a cure for in Jesus' name. We pray for the scientists and the minds that are coming together with this vaccine. Nation. God, never before have we come together as a world. We are a world in crisis, but we are a world in cure. We're standing together as a world. It's as, God, it's as if this morning it hit me. Everything has stopped so quickly. In a matter of 2 weeks, we've come together concentrated as a world looking for a cure. So God, you are assembling your people, your children, your bride, your church, and we're coming together. We are asking the God of the universe, you are on your throne. You have not left your throne. You are Almighty God. And God, you are asking your children to wake up and rise up. So Father, as women of influence, we wake up and we rise up. Everyone on this thread right now on Facebook Live, we just pray it out with me. We're unified wherever you are. Let's all pray together. God, we pray for this vaccine. We pray for this cure. We pray for healing. We pray for everyone in the hospital, God, who has been attacked by this disease, been attacked by this virus. God, we pray for respirators. We pray for cures. We pray for nurses and doctors and protection of every hospital and every aide and every worker in Jesus' name, that you would protect them, that you would be that holy bubble around them, that they would be safe as they're administering right now to everyone in the hospital, God. So we pray that in Jesus' name. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that moves and breathes on our behalf. So we thank you for protection in Jesus' name. But God, we also pray right now for the homes, every single home that's in isolation. There's tension, there's aggravation, there's pressure, there's fear, there's anxiety in so many homes, not in every home, but God, where there is this fear, we pray that there would be peace. Where there is this anxiety, we pray there would be patience. God, we pray that you would do a mighty work, a fresh work, that you would teach us how to love one another, how to pray. We need a new normal. We need a new normal, not only in our world, Father, but in our families and in our homes. Would mothers and fathers rise up? Would we pray with our children? Would we love on our children? Would we take time to go on walks and to be the teachers and the educators in the home that we need to be? Father, I pray that you are calibrating us, Jesus. You are calibrating your church. You've gotten our attention, God. You've gotten our attention quickly. In a matter of days, God, all of our attention is on you. So would you do a new work and would you do a fresh work? Would you wake us up to be the church unified and united? God, we are coming together. I pray over every church in our community, every church in the world, God, that we would unify as your bride. I pray blessings over the church united. I pray for every church in our community that we come together and we champion one another. We would not be in competition with our message, but we'd be unified in our message. God, that's what's so beautiful about crisis is you bring us together. So God, as I stand at this wall right now in Jesus' name, the thousands of prayer requests that are in this wall, Jehovah Rapha work. We pray and say, cancer be gone. We pray, God, and we say, finance bondage be gone. We pray right now, God, we say, Holy Spirit, heal those that are brokenhearted. Heal those that feel isolated and alone. God, right now I feel in my spirit of suicide be gone in Jesus' name. Those who feel brokenhearted because they've lost jobs, those who feel overwhelmed, Father, and anxious, be gone in Jesus' name. The spirit of prosperity, the spirit of hope, the spirit of Jesus. God, we pray that right now. We pray that together in Jesus' name, that there be a mighty awakening, there be a mighty revival, there be a mighty movement. God, it's only when we come in crisis that we see your spirit work anew and afresh. So we pray that in a powerful way, God, right now. Make us the church. God, for every woman right now who says, I don't have a voice, I don't have a platform, I don't have a place. God, would they rise up? Would they rise up in power? And would they see the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit of the living God on them? God, we have platforms through social media that we can post words of encouragement and scripture and power. Where there be a shaking of the earth right now. God, I want to pray for my sisters right now in Peru that I've just met. God, they're on this page as well. And we're standing in unity and we're standing unified, Father, in a mighty way as women of influence around the world. Would you do a fresh work? Would you do a new work? And so, Father God, just as you showed me this morning, would you teach us how to fill our lamps? Would you teach us how to go for the oil? That's a picture of the Holy Spirit. The oil is always a picture of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Would you fill our lamps, which is who we are, our vessel. Fill our vessels with the lamp of the Holy Spirit, with the oil of the Holy Spirit. So we pray that right now, God, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for what you're doing. So guys, right now, we spent a lot of time together. It's been fun, and many of you are coming and going, but would you take this time to pray? Pray specifically for a cure, for our president, for unity in our country. We pray that people would be wise and be smart. But God, get, I'm just telling you right now, get on your knees. Get on your knees before God and pray. Get in the Word of God. Take some time to do what is supernaturally natural, meaning getting in the Word and getting on your knees in prayer. And I love you guys so much. Even though we're not together right now, there's like 60 people right now that are watching right now. We're praying together, and many of you are coming and going. So we are the Women of Influence together. We are at this wall together. If you have prayer requests for your family, for your finances, for your health, whatever it is, just shoot me either a text. You can touch base with me on this page through Facebook. You can Instagram me. I want to pray for you. And there's a lot going on right now. I want to make sure that you guys have downloaded the Influence Church app, because we are giving you new content every day. We are still the church. We're still Influence Church, probably stronger than ever right now. And we will be live on Sunday. So I'm so excited. Worship. We actually have a worship night tomorrow night. So you can join us on your app for our worship night tomorrow night. And let's stay strong. You guys continue. I believe, I'm going to be honest with you, when we give, when we sow, we reap. So on Sunday, we're going to have an opportunity for you to bring canned foods and non-perishable foods that we're working with the Boys and Girls Club. And those in our church who have a need, you can drop those off here 9 to noon. Just drive by, give a shout out. We'll be in the church worshiping with our worship team, but we'll be live. And then don't forget to your online giving, guys. This church is still doing a lot of work in our community. So make sure you're faithful with your tithe and your offering. I believe this is a testing ground. We're giving more than ever, because we believe where we sow, we reap. And God's going to not only get us through this, but he's going to bless us in it. So continue to give and to sow, and you will reap. But I love you guys so much. I pray that that verse was beneficial. Go out and check it out again in your Bibles, Matthew 25. Get your lamps full. Let that oil just overflow and bathe you. And I love you so much. Any last words from anybody that's on right now? Mary, can you do this time of... communion, great idea. Maybe we'll have communion. I'm hearing you and I'm seeing you. Maybe tomorrow we'll do communion. Hey, Naomi, you're on too. I love that idea. Any suggestions you guys have? I know, I believe, Gigi, I saw something from you about maybe just declaring a time of fasting. I know a lot of us are fasting, so I want to encourage you just to have personal fasting going on. I know, Rosio, you and Joe are fasting. So, man, just if you feel led to fast, do that. We'll talk about communion tomorrow. Great idea. Any other suggestions that you guys have, shoot those to me. Love you, Leanne. Thank you for the word of encouragement. And I love this. I know it's weird. It's weird that I love this, but I love that I feel so close to you ladies right now. And a lot of you guys remembered to invite your small groups to be a part of this. And God's just doing great things. He will get us through this. We're going to be stronger. I keep telling you, this is new beginnings. It's not like I thought it would look, but God knows what's best, and he knows where he's taking us. So we're going to come out so much stronger, so much wiser, going back to the Word of God, going back to prayer, and he's doing a fresh new work. So I love you. I can't wait to actually hug you and see you. One idea I had, we could actually have virtual dinner parties. So we could actually get on Facebook Live, and we can share what we're having for dinner. We can share questions and just have fun family time together. So think creatively. This is the day for creativity. So think smart. Women of Influence, we're going to come out strong, and God's going to do a new work through us. So I love you guys. I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow back here at noon. I'll grab some communion cups for myself, and you guys have some bread and some juice, and I'll lead us in a time of communion. I love that idea. So kisses. Peace out. Remember, peace out. Victory over the virus. I love you guys. See you tomorrow. I don't want to say goodbye. I love you. I love you. See you tomorrow. Bye.